WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It is 16 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All Blinn College campuses will open at noon today. That's an alert that came in around midnight, so some of you may not know about that one. Blinn College campuses will open at noon today. Bryan ISD will delay the start of school by 2 hours. College Station ISD schools and buses will operate at their regularly scheduled times. Texas A&M classes and offices will also resume their normal schedule. A full list of closings and delays are online at WTAW.com, and you can still text the word closing to 979-695-1620. Cold temperatures statewide is expected to generate record electric consumption this morning between 7 and 8.
That has caused the state's electric grid operator to issue a request to conserve energy. ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, asked to keep thermostats no higher than 68 degrees. Other suggestions include not using electric ovens, washers, and dryers during the demand hours of 6 to 10 in the morning and 6 to 10 in the evening. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There is mixed reaction to a decision by the College Station City Council to return a 70-foot easement to the owner of commercial property that includes the new Academy store. The easement, which could have extended Appomattox Drive to the north of Forest Drive, also impacts A&M Church of Christ. Spokesman Dale Christian says 6 acres at the back of the church property now becomes landlocked.
We do not have specific plans for what we might do back there, but we had always just left that as a blank slate for we don't know what. You know, possible residential development that would fit with Raintree and things like that.
Councilman John Nichols considered the church's position when making the motion to abandon the easement.
I'm certain that the city is already saying we don't have a future access need for it. We've already abandoned the street, and so I think we need to proceed with the, abandoning this.
The motion was approved on a unanimous vote. American Airlines now allows flight attendants to award AAdvantage miles on the spot to compensate passengers for a bad experience, what the airline calls a service failure.
Let's say the seat does not recline, there's an issue with the lights, there might be some issue with the food that they had pre-ordered on the aircraft. In this way, instead of a passenger having to contact customer relations after their trip, we can ultimately solve that issue for the customer right there on the spot.
Ross Feinstein with American says the move is designed to correct problems as quickly as possible and save passengers from having to deal with customer service. The BCS Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for the 16th Annual Community Impact Awards. Kate Chapman says nominees must be HUB certified.
If you are a Hispanic, African American, Asian American Indian, women, and or service disabled veteran.
Chapman says nominees must own a business that has been open for at least 5 years. Nomination forms can be found online at bcschamber.org. The deadline to submit is January 26th. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 16 degrees. That is a 1-6. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageous. Dependable.
Howdy, this is Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. The conference will feature keynote speakers from the Rellis Campus, Tower Point, and the Atlas Traditions Development. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in our community. Join us Wednesday, January 24th, at the Hilton in College Station, a look into the Brazos Valley future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org.
Hey, good morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather, sponsored this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We are off to a very cold start. If you're headed out early this morning, you want the heavier jacket. It'll stay chilly all day long, even though we're going to see abundant sunshine. Highs will only be 35 to 40 this afternoon. We're clear cold again tonight, 20 to 25. Sun tomorrow, not quite as cold, 40 to 45. Increasingly cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be 30 to 35. Clouds Friday, could see a few rain showers. Highs Friday, milder, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There we go. I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a heck of a game last night at Reed Arena.
5 seconds to go. Tyree, they go to Burnett. Back to Tyree. Here's a three. It didn't go. The Aggies win it. Boy, it went in, and it came back out. It went in, and it came back out, and they didn't get the three, and the Aggies have won the game.
Dave South and Dave Pulliam on the call there last night right here on WTAW. We'll talk a little bit about that one as the Aggs did hold on for a 71-69 win, and Ole Miss missed it by just that much, so we'll cover that. Also, Kevin Sumlin officially introduced as the new head man at Arizona. We'll hear a little bit from his press conference yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
I think it's Al Pulliam.
Yeah, Dave and Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, we...
It's early.
It is. That we crushed... We have crushed the record.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Coldest day. I mean, not even close.
What was it before?
The old record was from 1982 when it was 21.
Oh, yeah, we did crush it.
So we have done.
Were you 21 in 1982, Scott?
I was actually 32 in 1982.
Close.
But there you go. Dang, I mean, that's... The deal is, actually, today doesn't feel as bad as yesterday because
right,
of the wind.
And there's nothing coming out of the sky.
Right, exactly, that too. Yeah. So it's pretty much feeling like whatever it is, 15, 16, 17.
Nice without the precipitation. That really helps things out a lot.
How about that? And you had such great news for all those Blinn students who woke up this morning to be listening at 6 o'clock to find out if they had class today.
Yeah, that was kind of a delayed alert. Yeah, usually they come out before that. But I saw that when I came in. So hopefully everybody who goes to Blinn is hearing that.
So those mean and cruel people in College Station making the kiddos stand out at the bus stops for the regular time pickup.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Well, and so Brian then is
delayed 2 hours.
2 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean school goes on 2 hours later?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
No.
So they just kind of scrunch the classes together.
Yeah, or either you miss that. First period or whatever.
Special bell alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, got the superintendent of BISD on with us tomorrow.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
And today, of course, is our chit-chat Wednesday.
It is.
We'll talk to the congressman and we'll talk to a mayor as well.
A little chitting and a little chatting.
And we do, well, you know, every once in a while we do what we can as far as that goes. So your, quote, sister from another mister might actually share your genes.
Oh.
A new study has found that friends are more genetically similar to each other than to strangers. In a process similar to how the Sorting Hat groups of the Hogwarts newbies. Does that make any sense
okay,
to you?
Hogwarts
I don't know newbies. What that means, but what
sure.
is that? What does that mean? What is
so when you come to Hogwarts for your first year, you have to be put into a house. There's four different houses.
Okay. Which is really labeling, and labeling's wrong.
But it is. It's
beside
profiling.
The point. Yeah,
profiling.
Okay, so anyway, there is a special magical hat called the Sorting Hat.
Okay.
So every first year has to come up in front of the whole school. The Sorting Hat goes on their head, and then he yells out, Hogwarts, or not Hogwarts, Gryffindor, or Slytherin, whichever house that they go in, and that is how they are sorted.
Okay, can you tell me all four of the houses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, and Gryffindor.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I probably
they
won't
all have
ask.
Mascots and colors and teams.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Cheerleaders.
It's basically just like rezoning.
Well, that is true.
You're going to that middle school. You're going to that middle school. You're going to be a war eagle. You're going to be a...
But you never want to be in Slytherin because he who shall not be... Yeah, him too.
Slytherin is the evil one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He who shall not be named.
So, unless your family was Slytherin, then you know, obviously you want to be legacy.
Sure, it's a legacy
thing.
They're
like fraternities, basically.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be pretty easy to pick out all the bad people, though, because all the bad people are in Slytherin. Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying, man.
I know. I learned more in the last 2 minutes about that whole Hogwarts thing.
Anyway. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
So in a process that is similar to how those groups, are put into their houses. Oh, it says here they're like-minded wizards. Is that how that works?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Researchers have found that humans tend to form social relationships with people who resemble them.
Okay.
In part of a new field called how's this going to work now? Sociogenomics.
Okay.
They'll study social genomes to understand human health and behavior. This evolutionary sorting hat presents a bit of a chicken or egg situation in that do we like our friends because they are like us?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they like us because we like them? Uh-huh. Ever wonder?
No,
why you can
I didn't.
I never wondered. Because they ask, have you ever wondered why you can miraculously fit into your best friend's shoes?
Oh.
I cannot.
It's because
my feet are way too big.
People are attracted. Maybe it's a bad example.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
People
Chelsea,
are attracted to others with similar shared characteristics like body mass index.
What?
Kind of birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
I'll actually buy that because if you've ever noticed sometimes, and it's not always the norm, but sometimes, attractive people will be friends with other attractive people.
So this is the whole purpose of fraternities and sororities. Is that what you're saying? This is the whole Greek life we're talking about, right?
I'm just saying. I think that makes sense.
Shoe size doesn't have to do with attractiveness.
That probably is not the best possible example, but kind of just that whole idea.
You're attracted to people who are like you.
Right. Now, what I do believe is that's certainly true in neighborhoods that you live in.
Okay.
I think you decide to live in a neighborhood with people who are similar to you, similar values and that kind of thing.
Well, that's profiling, Scott.
Well, it is, and I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying I do believe that that probably is part of it.
I think people tend to gravitate towards what they're more comfortable with, whether they do that and realize it or not.
Well, that's true. They just,
Info.
Mission.
I feel like we got really deep at the beginning of the show.
I know. I
wasn't prepared for this conversation.
Yeah, and I don't know that I meant for it to go there necessarily, but it was just supposed to be that whole idea. But now it gives you something to think about all day long.
I don't know how your genetic makeup, though, is the same as your friends when you're born with your genes.
That's true.
Explains why we're not friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Tax time is here, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is your go-to award-winning tax preparation service.
Hi, this is Debbie, and the voice you just heard is my son, John. He has recently received his enrolled agent status, so we now have two on staff. He inherited something from me.
Well, Mom, it's all about numbers, isn't it? And I've got a knack for numbers. After all, I learn from the best, you.
And as I tell everyone, you are good. Come by and see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Or call us, 691-2345.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Ask your friend today, hey, let's go get a gene test and see how similar we are.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like some of my friends.
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to ask this the other day when we were talking about, you know, men and women, the kind of little bit of differences. Why do women have so many besties? I'm serious. Like, every time somebody posts a picture on social media or something like that, hanging out with my bestie, the very next day, a different person that they're calling their bestie. Is there not bestie envy?
I will say it has changed a lot since I was a kid, because you had one best friend when you were a child.
And mine was imaginary.
And now we're a lot more inclusive, so to say, I guess. I don't know. We have more best friends.
Well, now, but is that
none of which you are truly best friends.
Right. Is that a personality thing?
Yeah, I think so. Because, okay. Yeah.
Because there have to be some people who still just kind of go by the, yeah, this is really my best friend. I guess the other thing is that this now gives people an opportunity to make a public pronouncement that didn't used to exist before.
What you used to have were those little necklaces that were in the shape of a heart, but you had half, and it said best, and then your friend had the other one that said friend, and the heart came together.
Yep.
Ooh, man, that was real stuff That was commitment.
I'm telling you.
You know, an Instagram post, much less committal.
Yeah. Or I know somebody who got a half a tattoo and the other person got the other half.
So. Wow, is that right?
Yeah, hey. That's really committing.
Or dumb.
But, all right, okay. There we go. It's Wednesday. It's the 17th. It's Ben Franklin Day. I guess this was his birthday.
It was his birthday.
A long time ago, was it? Okay.
Oh, is he on your birthday list?
No.
It is. It's safe today. Ditch your New Year's resolution day.
Yeah, just do it.
And I see that what is it, State Farm or Allstate? Who does?
Oh, Mayhem. He's back to being Mayhem.
Because he said, hey, you dumped yours, so I'm going to dump mine.
Yep.
That was pretty nice.
That's a pretty good just commercial.
Ad campaign?
Oh,
yeah,
for
they got
sure.
a good campaign. Yep,
for sure.
They do. Judgment Day today. I don't know what that's all about.
Judgment Day?
Yeah.
It's Judgment Day.
Yeah. Kids Invention Day and National Bootleggers Day. Big deal in West Virginia, I'm sure. And that's it. We got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Connor Cruz is turning 23.
Hey.
He's the adopted son of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Now, he was in that Red Dawn reboot. I don't know if anybody here watched that back in the day. But anyways, Calvin Harris is turning 34. He's that Scottish DJ.
Taylor
Swift. He's done some collaborations with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I Did Something Bad.
He's done some good stuff.
Probably T-Swift's song about him, because that's what she likes to do, make songs about her exes. Dwayne Wade is turning 36.
Hey.
With the Cleveland Cavaliers, so him and Bron got back together.
Yep.
Maxim Chmerkovskiy. Am I saying that right?
Dancing
with the Stars, 38.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Why not?
He was dating somebody. I forgot who it was. Somebody that he was dancing with. I figured that was
good
a no-no,
him.
But apparently not.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Zooey Deschanel, she's nerd hot. She's turning 38 today.
Nerd hot.
She's
so funny.
Yeah, she's very quirky.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And a pretty good singer,
all
things considered.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty good.
All right.
Freddie Rodriguez is turning 43. Now, he's Benny on Bull.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a big fan, Scott.
Oh, yeah,
so,
big fan. Yeah.
So he's Benny on Bull. Kid Rock is turning 47 today.
Whoa! And we were trying different things.
Still don't know if he's running for Senate or not.
Oh,
I wish he would.
A little publicity stunt.
You never can be too
careful these days.
Sure,
you never know.
Michelle Obama, former First Lady. Former FLOTUS is turning 54 today.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, he's different and funny. He's funny but different.
That's right. I've got a Jim Carrey drop. Here we go.
Of course. How selfish of me. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
There we go.
Boom.
Yes. Nice.
It's been a while since he came out with a movie.
Well,
that was funny.
But if you recall, he went through a little situation where a lady that he had been involved with took her own life. And he may be a little real world thing.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Dennis O'Hare is turning 56. Mm-hmm. Now, he's American Horror Story. I think he's been in pretty much every single season. Also, is Russell Eddington on True Blood for those fans out there. Susanna Hoffs is 59, singer for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. That's Walk Like an Egyptian, isn't it?
Egyptian.
There you go.
Very good.
Boom.
I'm surprised your eardrums still worked out for that.
Yeah,
didn't mean to blow you all out this morning. So she's
used
turning 59. Hey, you come over here and do it.
I just turned
right.
my headphones down during birthdays.
Yep.
Steve
right.
Harvey turning 61.
Of course,
he has a hard time remembering sometimes.
Yes, he does.
Or reading cue cards. Steve Earle turning 63 today.
Steve Earle?
I cannot believe that I didn't pull up Copperhead Road.
Yeah. Or Telephone Road. You ever heard Telephone Road?
No, I haven't.
Telephone Road's about Houston. And
okay.
It's pretty
lots
good
of roads. Yeah.
No, I'm a big Steve Earle fan, but for some weird reason, I just did not pull it up. Mick Taylor turning 70 today, Rolling Stones guitarist.
P.S. I actually 16. Saw him in concert this summer.
Steve Earle or Mick Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
He opened for Ryan Bingham in New Braunfels.
Wow. Oh, man. I bet that was an awesome concert.
It was. It was great. It was unfortunate because the sound guys were not doing their job very well during Steve Earle's performance, so it was a little shaky on the sound. But then they luckily got it fixed by Ryan Bingham, but it was still a great concert.
I think it'd be awesome if they had him for Chili Fest, Steve Earle.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I don't know if he still does, but for a time, he was a professor.
Oh, okay.
Really?
He taught music, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he really did.
That'd be a great class to take.
I would think so. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, he's turning 63 today. Mick Taylor, 70. Of course, Rolling Stones guitarist from 69 to 74. Maury Povich is turning 79 today.
Wow. Maury. Okay.
James Earl Jones, 87 today.
Wow.
Fantastic voice. And Betty White is 96.
Betty, hot dogs and vodka.
96.
96 years old.
And looks great.
No, actually, she does.
And she says it's vodka and hot dogs.
Oh,
really.
Right. Vodka before hot dogs.
Gotta do that. Yeah, way to go. Good on her. 626.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A shocking new report. Department of Homeland Security, Justice Department, it proves that what President Trump is calling for, an end to chain migration and an end to the visa lottery system and a merit-based immigration policy, is just what the country needs. Now, the report says 3 out of 4 individuals convicted of international terrorism-related charges between September 11th, 01 and December 21st, 2016 are foreign-born individuals who entered the U.S. through our immigration system. But he also found that there were 23 to 27 honor killings each year. Most of the murders occur because the victims were deemed, quote, too westernized by their killers. Now, the Democrats, are they ever going to put politics aside, put national security first, and admit, oh, President Trump is right?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. College Station School's opening at the regular time. Blinn is 2 hours late, or delayed a couple hours. Is that right? A couple hours? And then
Blinn's at noon.
Okay, Blinn's at noon, and then BISD is for a couple hours. So anything else you want to check on closing? And you just text that to 979-695-1620. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute. Now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Here's the weather for you today. It's going to not be as cold. I don't know if we can say warm up because it's going to be a high of 37. Back down to 22 tonight. Then we get up above freezing and stay that way. 43 for a high on Thursday. Forecast high for Friday is 56. And then the forecast high for Saturday, 70. I'm telling you, 70. And then looks like on Sunday will be probably about the same thing with a chance of showers. So a little bit odd. Right now you got to get through it, though. Northwest winds at 5. We have a chill factor of 8. And the air temperature is 16.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. New Jersey-based Celgene Corporation is in talks to buy Seattle-based biotech Juno Therapeutics just days after announcing another major deal to bolster its portfolio of blood cancer drugs. Terms of the possible deal were not disclosed, but Juno has a market value of about $5.5 billion. Juno would further boost Celgene in the market for drugs treating multiple myeloma and other blood cancers. Car sales in Europe rose for the fourth straight year in 2017, topping 15 million units for the first time in a decade. Sales rose by 3.4%. Italy and Spain tallied the strongest gains, nearly 8%, followed by France at nearly 5% and Germany at 3%. But demand for new cars declined in Britain by nearly 6% on the heels of the vote to leave the European Union. USA Compression Partners will buy Energy Transfer Partners Compression Business in a deal with a total value of $1.8 billion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 16 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All Blinn College campuses will open at noon today. Texas A&M classes and offices will resume their normal schedule. Sam Houston State University is closed today. Bryan ISD will delay the start of school by 2 hours, while College Station ISD schools and buses will operate at their regularly scheduled times. A full list of closings and delays is online at WTAW.com, or you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620. It's normally during extreme heat in the summer that we're asked to conserve electricity, but it's this extreme cold that has prompted a request from the operator of the Texas power grid.
Record wintertime electric consumption is expected this morning between 7 and 8 by ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. That's led to a call for turning thermostats down to 68, turning off and unplugging non-essential lights and appliances, and not opening shades and blinds until you see sunshine. Another suggestion from ERCOT is also made during summertime heat. That's to not operate washers, dryers, and electric ovens in the evening between 6 and 10. But during the winter, you're also asked to not operate those appliances in the morning between 6 and 10. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Four people were taken to the hospital following a six-vehicle crash yesterday afternoon at 29th and Briarcrest. Bryan police report the four who were injured were all in one of two vehicles that were struck by an eastbound SUV. Three more vehicles were hit following the initial impact. 48-year-old Derek Carpenter Sr. of Bryan was arrested for DWI. There have been three armed robberies in the Twin Cities around 1 in the morning in the last 4 days. The latest was Tuesday morning at the Exxon on Harvey Road next to the freeway. College Station police report a black man with a handgun ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. Two more holdups were in Bryan. One was on Monday, where three people with their faces covered left with an undisclosed amount of money from Woody's Gags and Gifts on South College. And on Saturday, four black men held up two employees who were inside a taco truck stand parked off Grosbeck south of Palisoda. Again, an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bryan police report a 16-year-old young man was taken to the hospital by a private vehicle to be treated for a gunshot wound Monday night. The teen was treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The gunfire followed a disturbance between two groups that was an extension from a prior argument. No arrests have been made. This was the second time in as many days there was an aggravated assault on Ellinger Street, which is south of Villa Maria and west of South College. No details are available from what happened in the first incident on Sunday morning. The College Station City Council has abandoned a 70-foot-wide easement that for many years could have been used to extend Appomattox Drive north of Forest along the east border of the Science Park development.
Dr. Brake, your neighborhood, among many others, filed vigorous opposition to Appomattox being built out. And as a result, all the plans have been updated, and they can still travel north-south. It's just a more sinuous path than Appomattox was intended to be.
Councilman James Benham also responded to questions from a homeowner on Monitor, which borders the easement that will be returned to the Science Park, which is home to the new Academy store.
You still probably won't be happy about it because you'll want there to be field there like there is right now. But the reality is somebody owns that property and they can do what they want to do with it within the bounds of their zoning.
Right. But that would be regardless of that easement being abandoned or not abandoned. It's
correct.
Still going to happen, so it's not really an issue.
If I were in your shoes, I'd be pleased.
A representative of A&M Church of Christ expressed concerns about the future development of 6 acres at the back of their property that becomes landlocked. Governor Abbott rolls out his latest plan to rein property tax rates enacted by cities, school districts, and counties.
It is time to finally reform our property tax system in Texas.
Surrounded by the lieutenant governor and Republican lawmakers, Governor Abbott laid out his plan for a 2.5% revenue growth cap on property tax revenue.
It will also spark new investment by businesses across the state of Texas.
Opponents say Abbott is missing the point on what's causing property tax growth in the first place. State Rep. Diego Bernal.
If the legislature picked up the slack and funded public schools, that would allow local school districts to lower their property taxes.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And an unexpected vacation in a northeast Texas school district is due to the flu. The superintendent in Bonham, Marvin Beatty, says 14% of the students are sick and teachers are also under the weather.
We're having difficulty even getting enough subs. We had about 1/4 of the staff call in sick. Or we had to send them home because they're fairly dedicated and they're going to show up if they're on their deathbed.
Dr. Beatty says all the schools will be thoroughly cleaned before classes resume next Tuesday. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It is 16 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad is in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and the best wedding entertainment in town. Brazos Valley Bride is over 150 pages of all things bride. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, contact Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 979-695-9595.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where several are serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Arctic high pressure continues to control the weather. We'll have abundant sunshine today, but it's chilly. Highs are only going to reach 35 to 40 later this afternoon. Clear skies in the forecast for tonight. Lows will be 20 to 25. Sun tomorrow, we warm up a little bit. We'll reach 40 to 45 tomorrow afternoon. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, 30 to 35. There's a chance of showers on Friday. It should be warmer. Highs Friday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a crazy finish at Reed Arena last night.
They go to Burnett, back to Tyree. Here's a three, and it didn't go. The Aggies win it. Boy, it went in, and it came back out.
Ole Miss got about as close as you can possibly get to a game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer. However, it did pop out. The Aggs held on to win 71-69 to grab their first SEC victory of the season. We'll hear a little bit from Robert Williams. He had a big night, as did Tyler Davis. Also, we're talking a little bit of football, college football, and that Arizona introduced Kevin Sumlin as their next head man yesterday. Hear a little bit from the press conference as Kevin Sumlin, of course, moving on now to the University of Arizona. And also talking some NBA and some hockey. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, boy, nobody rushed any locker rooms last night in the NBA, did they?
I don't think so.
Demand to get in and punch a millionaire in the face.
The Rockets were okay.
All right, good.
So the story just got weirder and weirder. Apparently, Clint Capella, who's the center for the Rockets, he went and knocked on the door of the locker room of the Clippers. Somebody answers the door.
Hello.
They look at him.
Yeah.
Then they close the door in his face.
Oh, my God.
And he just turns around and leaves.
Oh.
But it was all a distraction. It was a facade
because
as Chris Paul and company, he knows the secret way to get into that locker room. He led the other contingency of Rockets the other direction through the secret corridor. And they were going to confront the Clippers on the other side of the locker room.
Okay.
So it's Twitter is having a lot of fun with it. It's pretty
millionaires shaking their fists at each other.
Yeah, it's like a reality TV show.
Because they're not going to actually hit them because they could break their hand and then they're going to be on the injured reserve
and that would
or whatever.
Be dumb.
And that wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why fights where there's actually sports fights where there's actually punches thrown are just amazing because it never happens.
Hockey.
Normally it's one
hockey.
Baseball. Ned Odor did that a couple
baseball
of years ago.
Baseball gets a little aggressive.
Yeah, every once in a while. But I mean,
maybe because, hockey is a contact sport. Baseball, not so much. So when they do get a chance to kind of knock each other around, they take advantage of it.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody knows how much hate we've all had for the
other team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's us against them, Scott.
Yeah. And once again, if you ever see the.
That's why I played volleyball. There's a net in between me and those other girls.
You can't run through there.
Yeah.
That's why I get fights with all the other morning shows up here.
Yeah, that's right.
See somebody in the hall and try and
trip
them.
They put us in our own studio.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld does a bit. He's on Netflix called Seinfeld, I think Jerry Before Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells a story from his first major nightclub appearance saying that actually, you know, you root for a player, but then when that player goes to another team, he's suddenly a terrible person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So actually what we're doing is we're cheering for laundry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uniforms.
That's right.
Pretty much.
You cheer for your laundry can beat their
pretty
laundry.
Much
yeah.
So.
Which could basically be it. Okay. So, you know, you get this job where you're like a secretary of one of these departments in U.S. American government.
Yep.
And it's a pretty sweet gig, you know, because you get driven to work and you get a, you know, pretty good salary and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to do anything
mm-hmm.
until Congress decides they want to know if the president cusses.
Oh.
And so yesterday Kirstjen Nielsen, who is the Homeland Security Secretary, had to go before a Senate committee so they could ask if the president said nasty words.
Oh, yep. Man.
Here we go. So this is Dick Durbin, who's been like the worst guy when it comes to all this. So he's asking Kirstjen about this meeting.
When he had learned in a meeting before that they are industrious, that they are a hardworking country, they don't have much crime there, they don't have much debt. I think in general, I just heard him
talking about Norway.
Oh. Okay.
You said on Fox News that the president used strong language. What was that strong language?
Ooh.
Let's see. Strong language. There was. Apologies. I don't remember a specific word. What I was struck with, frankly, as I'm sure you were as well, was just the general profanity that was used in the room by almost everyone.
Almost.
Did you hear me use profanity?
No, sir. Neither did I.
Did you hear Senator Graham use profanity?
I did hear tough language from Senator Graham.
Ooh, tough language.
He used tough language. He was impassioned. I think he was feeling very strongly about the issue, as was everyone in the room. And to underscore a point, I think he was using some strong language.
Do you recall that strong language he used repeated exactly what the president had said prior to that?
I remember specific cuss words being used by a variety of members.
Okay, and what? That's it?
She's not going to say them?
Oh,
we can't play them?
I'm so...
Specific cuss words.
Specific-y.
Yeah. And again, as Zach mentioned last week, remember LBJ was president, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And it's not like anybody's hands are clean. No, there are plenty of presidents. Maybe Jimmy Carter was the only one who probably didn't cuss.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
That's very well could.
It's one of those deals, and it's not necessarily – it's not the word they have a problem with, and if they act like they're offended by the word, then they're lying to you. It's not the word. It's the context of it.
Right. I was about to say, I don't think I would want a president who doesn't get a little passionate
and
aggressive, riled up.
Well, in that case, Donald Trump is the man for you.
There you go. Found out that Donald Trump is borderline obese like – you know, most of us
are
over it. Here's the deal. He asked for, apparently, a medical exam. And then they bring the presidential physician in, and they talk to him for over an hour.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, talking about this stuff. Says the president is very sharp, very intact, noting that the president scored a 30 out of 30 on cognitive testing.
Oh.
There's no indication whatsoever Well, he didn't use that term, any cognitive issues. I found no reason whatsoever to think that the president has any issues whatsoever with his thought process.
Do they generally do this with the physicians? I don't ever recall hearing about a president getting a physical and then...
They then issue a statement.
Right.
They don't do the news conference
thing. Gotcha. Okay. Right, right.
So that's...
I was going to say, they still do the physical and let you know that they're, you know, healthy as a horse.
Either way, though, I mean, honestly, is that not fall HIPAA. Under the...
HIPAA.
Is that not fall under the Hippocratic Oath?
They did not give any specifics. HIPAA has to do with health records specific injuries or impairments.
Well, you said he was what? Borderline obese, right?
Well,
is that not fall under that?
That just means he's a U.S. American. That's right. Anyhow, but he did mention the cardiac performance during the physical exam was very good. He continues to enjoy significant long-term cardiac and overall benefits that come from a lifetime abstinence of alcohol and tobacco.
Really?
Yeah, he has never... Well, he had a brother who had a problem.
An abuse problem,
and
okay.
So as a result, he pledged to himself he would never do that.
Wow.
So he does not smoke and does not drink. Never has.
I did not know that.
Yep.
So he does all of that sober.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you imagine if he was on the sauce?
Yeah, he says all of those things with a clear mind.
I know. It's truly, truly amazing.
Wow.
And then let's see. I think, the government like shut down.
Friday, right?
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk to the congressman about that in a little while so we can find out. Oh, can we survive with the government? That's what I'm going to ask him, is what does a government shutdown mean for most of us?
Right, yeah.
And then we can really see
great
about
question,
that.
Great question, Scott.
Oh, thanks.
And
okay.
United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's a question we all hear this time of year. Can I prune my shrubs back, and if so, how far? It seems we're all guilty of buying plants that eventually grow too large for their surroundings. Rejuvenating old shrubs, it requires patience. I'll help you develop it right after this message.
There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
The answer to the question, can you prune old shrubs back? Sure, you can prune them back, but will it do anything to solve the problem for more than one growing season? That's my question back to you. The answer ultimately comes from the plant's potential height as determined by the genetics. It's unreasonable, for example, to prune red-tipped photinias to 4 or 5 feet tall when they want to grow 15 or 20 feet tall if unpruned. Eventually, they'll get tired of the pruning and will thin and die away if the disease problems don't kill them first. So your first responsibility will be to know how tall a plant would grow naturally. It's probably reasonable to maintain a plant at 60 to 75% of its potential mature height. So let's use Nellie R. Stevens hollies that might want to get 15 to 18 feet tall. By that measure, they could be maintained at 8 or 10 or 12 feet for many years. Not to depart from the topic, but it does need to be mentioned that red-tipped photinias are most commonly pruning-abused plant in Texas, as another limiting feature. I alluded to it a moment ago, and that is Entomosporium fungal leaf spot. You know, even dwarf shrubs can become supersized. You plant them because they're small, but they don't stay small. Boxwoods, dwarf hollies, and nandinas may outgrow their surroundings. Pruning is obviously an option in trying to retain them, but how much can you trim them at any one time? It's usually best when doing major trimming of shrubs for the first time to trim them back no more than 30 to 35%. That means you could take a 3-foot dwarf Chinese holly back to a couple feet tall. However, you'll need to do it one branch at a time using hand tools, not power equipment. Lopping shears work especially well in trimming woody shrubs since they allow you to reach into the centers of the plants and pluck out the unwanted branches. At the same time, you'll be able to leave some of the smaller external twigs and the much-needed foliage that they'll retain. Try to maintain a natural shape to the shrubs rather than rounding or squaring them. Dwarf Yaupon hollies and boxwoods have very small twigs, so branch-by-branch pruning probably isn't plausible. Use hedge shears to trim them back by 20 to 25% just before the new growth begins in the spring. Let that new growth develop without further pruning, and you'll end up with a very attractive, natural-looking, rounded shrub by April. Nandinas get a specialized type of pruning. You need to aim to remove the tallest 1/3 of their canes completely to the ground each winter. So if you have 12 canes, you want to cut 4 of them completely to the ground every winter, and they will then rejuvenate and keep the plant full to the base. Lots of great things to talk about with pruning. I'm Neil Sperry. Invest for gardening success in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:54. A crazy finish last night at Reed Arena.
5 seconds to go. Tyree, they go to Burnett. Back to Tyree. Here's a three. It didn't go. The Aggies win it. Boy, it went in, and it came back out. It went in, and it came back out, and they didn't get the three, and the Aggies have won the game.
Dave South and Al Pulliam with the call right here on WTAW. Brian Tyree's three-pointer rimmed in and out as time expired, and the Aggs survived Ole Miss 71-69 to pick up their first conference win of the year. Tyler Davis led the way for the Aggs with 20 points and 12 rebounds, and fellow big man Robert Williams chipped in with 18 points and 9 boards.
I just been praying. I'm a lot coming back. I feel like we're getting our team back. Starting five back to where it needs to be. We just got to pick it up, slow down on the turnovers, and we really needed this win big.
With the win, Rob and the guys improved to 12-6 overall and 1-5 in SEC play. Now, some other big games from last night. Kansas State upended fourth-ranked Oklahoma 87-60, and South Carolina stunned number 18 Kentucky 76-68. 15th-ranked North Carolina held off 20th-ranked Clemson 87-79. Number 12 Cincinnati topped UCF in a defensive struggle 49-38, and third-ranked Purdue rolled over Wisconsin 78-50. Now tonight, there are 11th-ranked teams in action, including top-ranked Villanova at Georgetown at 5:30, SMU at number 7 Wichita State at 6, 8th-ranked Texas Tech and Texas in Austin at 7, and number 24 TCU plays host to Iowa State at 8. Former Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin was officially introduced as the new head man at Arizona yesterday.
You know, as this opportunity came open, it was the right time for me and the right place and the right challenge. And so I just wanted to thank everybody for coming. All these things, I watch them all the time. Every coach is going to win every game. This is a time to get fired up. And, you know, every coach says the same thing at these things. So you're going to find out I'm not that guy. I'm not much of a coach speak guy. But I will tell you the truth. And the truth is that I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be a Wildcat. And I'm excited to say bear down.
Sumlin was fired after 6 years in Aggieland, where he led the Maroon and White to a 51-26 overall record and a 25-23 mark in the SEC. He replaces Rich Rodriguez, who left or was let go after sexual harassment allegations came to light early in the year. Aggie sprinter Sammy Watson has been named SEC Freshman of the Week after anchoring the Aggie Women's Distance Medley Relay to a meet and school record at last weekend's Ted Nelson Invitational. Currently the collegiate leading time for 2018, the Aggies distance medley relay tops the event by 25-plus seconds. Dennis Smith Jr. scored 25 points, but in the end it still wasn't enough as the Dallas Mavericks fell to the Denver Nuggets last night 105-102. It was the second straight loss for Dallas, which falls to 15-30 on the year. Meanwhile, this evening the San Antonio Spurs will be looking to get back on the winning track as they head to Brooklyn to take on the Nets. Tip-off is at 6:30 at the Barclays Center. Jason Spezza found the net twice, and the Dallas Stars picked up their second win in a row yesterday, 4-2 of the Detroit Red Wings.
He played good. Played like he can and played like he will. He played a good hockey game, and that's what we expect from him, and we expect that every night. And he's shown it at times, but not consistent. And he played, I would say for me, the word would be normal. This is what he's capable of, and this is what he can bring to a team, and we need it.
And that's Coach Ken Hitchcock on Spezza after the hockey game. With the victory, the Stars improved to 26-17-3 on the year. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota. Let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 1/31/18.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Here's your weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High today, 37 with some sunshine, 22 tonight, about 43 on Thursday. Hey, looking ahead, Saturday it's going to be 70. I know. Right now it's 16. Chill factor is 6. WTAW College.